with the laws of Netilas Yadayim. We're up to chapter 162, and we'll actually see the merits in a way of washing three times. You know, like we mentioned that the Chabad tradition is to wash three times, and there is no real clear explanation. But in today's sif, we'll see that perhaps it could be connected to this. So he says that, you know, the two times that you wash, it's only if your hands are clean. If they're clean to begin with. But let's say you have on your hand, you know, some dirt or other things that might be interrupting between the water that comes later on. So then you must wash three times. Rishayna, the first time is to remove the dirt. Then you have the first and the second waters that you do all the time. So that will make it three times. So it turns out that maybe when we're going to wash our hands, we don't check them so well, and we don't really know that there's no dirt there. So maybe it's actually the first time is just to remove the schmutz from your hand, and that's why you do three times, so you can have, that's why to assure of this situation. So he said, the first time you pour on your hands, if your hands are not clean, if there might be something there stuck, some dirt, some dust, other thing on your hand that we interrupt, that first time that you pour, even if you pour a reviz, your hands remains tame. They're tame the water. Even if you pour a reviz at once, they don't clean the hands because there is dirt over there. So the two times have to be on clean hands. So if the first time that you're pouring, even you pour a reviz, but if it's not clean, that's called like washing your hands. It's no different than first using soap and water to wash your hand before you go to eat, and then you're washing. That first wash that you're doing is really essentially to remove the dirt. It didn't clean your hands. So also the first waters that follow them do not clean. They became gamheim day two ma'ayidayim. The reason is because the first waters did not come at all to clean the hands, but they were just there to remove the dirt, to remove the blood, the interrupting, the whatever is there. But that doesn't count. But still, they don't take away from the amount of water reviz. So it turns out, you know, you need to wash your hands from a reviz. That's the minimum amount, right? But now he says all the three times of washing could be used one reviz. Even though the first time we're saying is not really for washing. The first time is to remove the dirt, right? But still, they don't take away from the reviz. Sha'af, if they initially clean the reviz, even though if it's not left a reviz in the vessel when he's starting to wash the first waters that follow the first time washing, that doesn't matter. Because it's for the purpose of washing and part of it. Since there was a reviz in the beginning of the keli, when you take it, that's sufficient. I'm really, after learning this now, you know, I'm really surprised that they don't give this as a reason for it, because, you know, Chabad has been sort of defensive about washing three times. Why do we wash three times? The Shulchan Aruch says only two times. But over here, it's quite clearly that it's better to do three times. So even if you don't know that there is dirt, but one can assume maybe his hands are dirty if he didn't wash. So there's not a requirement. So it would make sense to wash three times just to make sure that your hands are clean. So this seems to be a very good rationale, you know, because they were working hard to find a reason for washing one's hands, you know, why we should wash one's hands like that. Three times, says two times is enough. But here it seems quite clear that it's okay. But he's going to say in the parenthesis, but if there is nothing that interrupts, so there is not, But okay, so he says a little different now. Now he says, if your hands are even they're dirty, and you know, and you need to remove it, you need the water to do it, but that doesn't interrupt. So, just to explain that, take back a little bit what we said before, if your hands had dust on it, right, and the first wash would remove that dust, then, and the water would come to the whole hand, so there's no interruption really there. So the first water is not there to remove the interruption, that's to wash your hands. As you're washing your hand, also the dirt comes off. That's not a problem. Here we're talking about a situation where you have something on your hand that if you just washed it, the water would not go on your full hand because there would be something interrupting between the water. Yeah, but okay, I would say like glue, but then the question would become, how's it going to come off for the first time?
Warm water and soap.
Are we assuming that we washed our hands with soap prior to washing?
No, not necessarily, you know, I mean, but the point is here, you're saying like your first washing is going to remove that thing that would have interrupted. So I'm trying to think, what thing would have interrupted?
It's going to have dirt all over your hands, and one wash is going to take the dirt off.
Maybe because there's a lot, maybe if there's a lot or something like that.
Can you use warm water and soap for the first wash?
That
you can do anyways. But then you can wash two times. That's gonna be fine. You know, that you can do. But the point what he's saying here, he's trying to say that if there is a block on your hands, so that means that the first time you would wash your hands would not count because of the block. So you wash it. So the first time you pour in it and you remove the block. And then, so that doesn't count. Then you start two times after that. That will give you three times.
You have to rub it, but you're not rubbing.
But he doesn't say this over there. That's why I love it. So maybe how's it going to come off? Yeah, I don't know. So it doesn't say here. But maybe let me just finish here. That would be sufficient through the first waters and the second one, or revise at once, which are coming to clean the hands from their tumah. Which means, if your hands are just dirty, and the dirt comes off with the first wash, then you don't need to do three times, then you can just do the two times, because the first time, it cleans your hands, and the dirt goes off, so that's fine. We don't need a special wash to return the dirt. The only time we need a special wash to return the dirt is if it would be a dirt that wouldn't come off totally from the second time, from the first time, and that would provide an interruption, a chatzitza. So then the first washing is to remove the chatzitza. So how, practically speaking, what are we talking about over here? That you can just remove it through the first time and it doesn't go up? I mean, that's something, and it doesn't say that you scrub the hand after the first time. What is he exactly talking about? I'm not exactly sure.
I think what he's really getting at is, yeah, you wash your hands regularly, but it's a ritual thing. It's like just to make sure.
Yeah, but I'm working it. I want to work it into the
fact that it is.
We do three times because we're afraid, just so that maybe there's something blocking
from when you wash the wrist with the soap.
Yeah, if you left the soap, that's another thing. That's another point.
But like the remnant of the soap.
No, maybe you left some soap on your hand.
So with the remnant of the soap
on your hand.
So that washes off.
Like the first time it's going to come over the soap, and then the second time you're going to wash your hands.
But you know, back in time when they made soap was made, I think, from animal fat.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
I don't even think. I think it was more a powder, like a powdered soap from plants and other things.
I don't know, because soap back when was made from animal fat.
Yeah.
Animal fat, right?
But I think that they used to wash the animals. They used to have it like sort of a coarse material so that it could come up.
Yeah. I don't know. Did they? When?
They used to call it Brutus. It's like soap.
I have no idea. All I know is what I've read is animal fat. They used to render the fat and make soap. Almost like a live soap.
Yeah, yes.
So during the time of the Alter
Rebbe? This Alter Rebbe is quoting it from the previous Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he's not writing it for his time. He's basically summarizing what he said before. So the the practical things is not necessarily the time of the Alter Rebbe.
They had a problem with the milk.
Not necessarily, possibly, not necessarily.
So people got sick from eating raw milk.
All right, let's go finish here. Like the eliminations the shaman ogum mokum mitunof. The kachiskinu netil letarim mitunufom. Elo shikivu chigozur aleim tuma nitu ma'im rishoyinim v'nit horim al yidei shneim. He gives you basically once again. We learned this before already. He says, what is the reason that we wash our hands? It goes back. He just summarized it again. Why we wash our hands? He says the main reason is because a person's hands are always, you know, hands are always moving around. They don't just stay in the place. And you know, you scratch yourself. You put your hands. You know, you do hands, and you might have touched covered places. And Chacham therefore instituted that you got to clean your hands from the tuma, and therefore they said you wash once, and the first time you wash, the water that touches your hands becomes tamei because of the touch of the tuma. The second time is to rinse off the tamedika water. So the first time your hands are tamei because by touch, by your hands, they said your hands are tamei. So once your hands are tummy, the tummy is defiled, they're not clean. So once they said, pour water on your hand. But that water makes the water, so the water that's left over my hand is tummy. And then you pour a second time to remove that tummy-dick water. So you're rinsing up. You know, like in the washes you see, I mean, in the laundromat, they do a second rinse.
That's right.
There's always
not
a second.
Not always.
Well, that's when you're cheap, you don't want to give the customers.
No, the top loaders only have one. But you're right, it's to take out the excess. But
because when the soap and your dishwasher,
right,
or even on the normal machines, they have the rinse,
right,
cycle. First they have the wash cycle, and then they have the rinse cycle. The rinse cycle is supposed to go. When you're mopping even the floor, the first time you get the soap, and then the second time you go up, you get rid of the extras. So there's always that second one to get rid of the old one,
so
to bring again
and
new.
So is that why in the morning when you wash your hands,
Right away. That's a little bit different. Yeah, that's connected, absolutely. Because that's the water is tummy that you wash over there. See, that's when you have it on in a basin, the water is tummy. But the sink, it just goes down the drain, so it doesn't matter.
So what he said is the same thing as like on Shabbos, afterwards when you bench, you wash a little.
That's
what,
exactly.
But that's the salt, but you gotta make sure you get it out of the way and cover it.
So I told him the story, this is from the Talmud, just you're talking about the water, the Netilas Yadayim in the beginning, and we're talking about the laws of washing the hands, and you're talking about the friend. I'll just tell you a story from the Gemara that, it's the Gemara in Yoyma in Dapei Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara relates a story over there. The Gemara says that it was a rabbi, his name was Rabbi Meir, and he would always look into the name of the person, and that's where he would establish whether that person is trustworthy or not. So he says that one time they came to an inn, and in the inn there was a the innkeeper. They asked him, "What's his name?" So he said, "I think he said his name was Novel, or Novel. That was the name, or some name. Don't remember exactly." And the rabbi found a verse saying, "Yeah, that's." So Rabbi Meir says, "You know what? He had money. It was Shabbos, and they had to put it away somewhere." He says, "I'm not giving it to this guy, the money." He says, "So what is he going to do with his money?" He went to the cemetery and he put it away over there, you know, figured by the cemetery it would be safe. In the meantime, the other two rabbis that were there, they gave the money to that guy over there. All right. Shabbos morning, the guy says, the host says to the rabbis, he says, "You know what, I had a dream. In a dream, my father came and told me that there's a big sum of money laying next to my head over there in the cemetery." So the rabbi said to him, "Dreams that you dream on Friday don't mean anything." He was worried. Apparently he put it by the door. What it says, so this rabbi, his name was Rabbi Meir. So he ran quickly for Shabbos. He stood a whole day by the cemetery watching his money, making sure that it was going to come. All right, in the meantime, this other guy, he went and after Shabbos,
The owner?
Yeah, after Shabbos, the guy said, "Where's our money?" He says, "No, and you never gave me any money." He says, "I don't know what you're talking about." He says, "Never happened." He said, give me back the money that we gave you before Shabbos. So the Rabbi Meir says to him, you see, I told you his name, that you gotta look into the name, and this guy's name didn't, you know, why did you? So he says, how come you didn't tell us? He says, look, you know, a name doesn't have to be, a robber or that, but it could be. So, you know, I couldn't tell you not to do it, but, you know, I took extra sort of precautions. So anyway, so it says that they met with him, and they saw that on his mustache, he had a little leftover from lentils. He had lentils. So they went and they sent somebody to go tell his wife. He says, they send an agent, says, go tell your husband said, please give these people back the money that was deposited. And I want you to put your sign that is true. He said, we had lentils for lunch, he said. So she went and she gave him the money. You know, so she went and gave him the money. When he comes home, she tells him, she says, what'd you do? What'd you give him the money? He says, but you told to give the money. He says, what are you kidding? Yeah, they even gave the sign because they said you had lentils, you know, for lunch. So she went and he killed her because he gave away the money. So the rabbi said, I know some other people. So the rabbi said, you see, if he would have washed his lips after doing the Mayim Achronim, he would have removed the lentils from his mustache, so then he wouldn't have killed. But the Gemara says also the Netilas Yadayim could have saved somebody from eating, you know, chazer, from eating pig. He could have. So why? So Rashi brings down over there because there was this innkeeper. He used to feed the Jewish people. He used to give them kosher food. And for the goyim, he'd give them treif, he'd give them chazer, he'd give them to eat. So this guy comes in, and he doesn't wash his hands. So the guy said, it must be a goy. So he fed him chazer. So he said, you see, if you don't wash your hands before the meal, you can get chazer. And if you don't wash after the meal, you can get killed. So you got to wash in the beginning and at the end.